Anzac Day coming up on Sunday, first commemorated, for the very first time Anzac Day was commemorated this day back in 1916, held in remembrance of the heroic Australian and New Zealand troops who landed at Gallipoli on this day back in 1915. And with his thoughts in poetic form on Anzac Day, joining us now is the Mind My Mags to Bobby Skelton. Good morning, Bob.
G'day, Richard and Shanna there. How are you doing?
We're well, thanks, Bob. How are you today?
Great. Yeah, Bill, a bit chilly outside.
Okay, now, very chilly outside. Now, you're going to be out and about on Sunday. You'll be at the River Royal Hotel at Morpeth. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, I'll be up there, yeah.
All right.
About 12 o'clock. It's not an Anzac ceremony, but I'll be doing my stuff up there. And, of course, I'll be doing my the Anzac poems and all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Great, great. Well, that's a good spot to be on Anzac Day, the River Royal at Morpeth, right in the main street there on the river. It's a beautiful old pub.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, away you go, Bobby.
Right. I title this, To the Anzacs. They landed at dawn on Gallipoli in the year of 1915 to a hail of deadly bullets. What a hell on earth it must have been. The Anzacs were the bravest thing God ever made, I'm sure. Those words spoken not by a politician, but a British officer at the end of that terrible war. Today, it's so hard to imagine the horrific conditions they did endure as they fought to gain a foothold in rugged cliffs above the shore. Anzac is a story of tragedy and triumph, of those that gave their very breath to secure their country's freedom. The price so many paid was death. Their acts of mateship, bravery and courage are too many to mention here. So too the names of 8,000 poor souls who paid the supreme sacrifice for fighting there. They need no marble monuments to preserve their time-honoured legacy. It is held in the heart and soul of our nation, from the outback to the sea. For they forged our national identity. Beneath a far and foreign sky, they left a long and lasting legacy that will live on and never die. Though 100 years have ebbed away since they landed on that Gallipoli shore, the badge of honour they did bequeath shall endure forevermore. Today we owe a debt we can never repay to our brave service, women and men, and from the Boer War to Afghanistan, may we always remember them, lest we forget. That's it, Richard.
That's a beauty.
And incidentally, I just had that recorded over there at Rock This Nation. And you can see it on my me Facebook page, the Mid My Mags, as a video clip.
Okay.
And so I'll be putting that up, and I hope everyone does have a nice weekend and a good Anzac Day.
All right, and you'll be reciting that and a few other Anzac Day poems.
I will. I've got my slash hat poem. I've got my light horse poem. Yeah, I've done lots of those, and I'm actually going to do an album. I've got a title for it, Poems of Tribute.
Great, great.
Something like that.
All right.
I'll get it all done.
And if you're looking for a wonderful afternoon on Sunday, Anzac Day from midday, the River Royal at Morpeth, you'll be able to catch
it.
And some tour, Bob?
Big us.
And some tour?
Oh, that'll be on earlier, I suppose.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Great meals up there at the River Royal Inn, and it's a nice place to visit Morpeth.
It's beautiful,
historical capital of the Hunter.
Yeah, we had a question on Campbell's Store in our early morning quiz this morning. It's been there for 175 years, a lot of history.
That's
in
right.
Morpeth.
And Trevor Richards, he acquired the building. I've done some work on that, and I've done a great job. It was ready for demolition when he took it over.
Yes, yeah.
He's done a great job on it, and it really kicked Morpeth off.
I call him Mr. Morpeth, Trevor Richards. Okay, you're at River Royal at Morpeth on Sunday, and you'll be at the Tocal Field Days, which is following
weekend. The big one, the 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and I'll be operating from down at the old historic homestead, and what a great venue that is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll be down there, and my old roommate, Damper, he'll be there doing the blacksmithing.
Good on you. All right.
Either that or cooking dampers, whichever he chooses to do.
All right.
Billy T, which is pretty good.
Oh, delicious.
It's always a good, great weekend up there at Tocal.
Yeah, it is indeed. All right, always good
to hear
from you, Bob.
Good one. Have a great weekend as well, and the same to all the listeners out there. Yeah.
Good on you. Thank you, Bob. The Mind My Mags to Bobby Skelton.